arrived this afternoon. One of them came in, must be, I don't know, a year, 2 years, 18 months, I'm not sure. Delighted to welcome back Mark from First Step, and we're delighted to welcome Matthew as well. Matthew is, Michelle likes your surname as well. It's Sweet Apple, isn't it?
Yes.
Let's turn you on. That's better. Good afternoon to you both.
Good afternoon.
Right, Matthew, let's start with you because you're here. Are you the organiser? How are you involved with this Havering 5K run?
I work with Grove and Dean, who are a financial services company based in Hornchurch and in Romford, who are the sponsors and the creators of the event with First Step.
So this is an event that's happening in Havering. Let's get some facts out of the way. Wednesday the 13th of June, and it's all about raising money, I take it. And
it
a
is.
Bit of fun.
It's about having fun, it's about running, and it's, of course, about raising money. So it's a mix of both elite athletes from local clubs and for people who want to come along for a jog, or indeed, if people want to walk their dog around the site, they can come along a little bit earlier, do that, clear the way for the elite runners. And last year, I think a chap did it in about 17, 18 minutes.
In
which
a car,
for 5K,
obviously.
is going at some.
You used a car, obviously.
I think so, yes.
Or a motorbike, or something like that. I don't know. So there is some seriousness to this, then. There is a proper race. It's not just a fun run.
Yeah, we're certainly reaching out to people who are serious runners and to running clubs, but as I say, and as you say, it's really about raising money. So I think you have different levels here. I think the running clubs are all taking each other on, and yet those people who just want to come and have a run in the park, and it's at Raphael Park, so it's a nice park, and it's a flat course, so it's not something that's going to be too taxing on everyone, but some fast times and some fun as well.
I've got a feeling I did it myself a long, long, long time ago. And
you'll be coming this year, I'm
sure. No, I'm busy that day. I'll gladly donate, but I don't run anymore. I'm far, far, far too old and unfit, so golf course this afternoon, though, but
wow.
So yeah, and that's a lovely walk. That's with the lake, isn't it, Raphael?
That's
Park,
right.
Yes,
yeah.
Yeah, a lovely, lovely venue. So why First Step?
Well, we've been working for First Step for about, I think it's about 5 years now.
It is. Yes.
Great local charity. I mean, obviously, Mark will be able to tell you more about it. But in terms of local families, local children, because we're a local business, we've got a major employer in the area, employ about 175 people in Romford. It's important for us to support a great local charity. And so that's why it's been. And it's lovely for our staff and also for other local businesses we work with to support someone who's doing the job locally, really.
Absolutely, Mark. We came, as I said, you've been a guest before. You told us about First Step, but for those of you who missed the program, tell us exactly what First Step is.
Sure. Well, First Step is a charity that first and fundamentally is a family support charity, and we work supporting families where there are children with special needs and disabilities, particularly focusing on the 0 to 5 age, so from babies upwards. And we work across a complete range of disabilities, so physical disability, and the area which is showing huge growth at the moment in terms of children being diagnosed and identified is with some social communication difficulties. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a massive area.
How do you define social communication? What, a very, very quiet child, very late in speaking? Or?
Okay, we are probably, I'm avoiding the word, but we would know it as autistic spectrum.
Right, okay.
Issues.
Okay.
But we are working with children so early. The pathway for children to be diagnosed as having social communication difficulties doesn't start until they're 2 years, 3 months old.
Right, okay.
But we are actually starting to work with families anything between 12 and 15 months when the parents are first beginning to identify and see that there isn't the same communication and response as they would expect. And so we start working long before diagnosis and already putting in strategies to enable the family to and the child to thrive.
That, my granddaughter is that age, 12 to 15 months. I think she's 15, 16 months now. She's at the stage, and she's nearly at the dog and cat and mum and dad stage. At the moment, she's almost there.
Yeah,
certainly got a pair of lungs on her. I can tell you that. I'm amazed you start that early.
Yes, and it's it makes such a difference to the children and particularly to the family, because the many of the children are non-verbal with social communication difficulties, and so you're starting to work to improve their ability to communicate. very structured environment, developing patterns of speech and using picture flashcards to aid the communication. So we're starting really early on to try and avoid the meltdowns and the upset and all the difficulty that there can be for those families and for those children.
So is this a child who 50, 60 years ago would have been dismissed, put in the corner as a shy child and doesn't speak to anybody, just leave them alone, they're happy in their own world, let them get on with it?
Yeah, you know, it's an interesting fact, because I sort of think back to, you know, ripe old age of 62, so there's a few years.
He's older than me. Just.
And, you know, autistic spectrum disorder was not something that was particularly focused on when I was a child. And no. I think it's something that really is being identified more and more. We're constantly looking to understand more about what's the cause, why is it becoming more and more prevalent. We do know that in excess of 60% of all the children that are referred into the Acorn Centre, which is the child centre in Havering, where the paediatricians are, that 60% of the children that are now being referred there, in excess of that, have social communication difficulties. So it's a huge area of development. I was speaking to somebody in Redbridge just earlier on this week, somebody who's doing some fundraising for us, and he's at a special school in Redbridge, and they have doubled the provision for social communication for next year because the growth is so huge.
So when, what age should a parent be worried that they're, that, you know, the child has not spoken at all, really, or very, very little? You know, when they get to five, when they get to six, what is there?
Well,
there's no limit, I'll tell you.
Speaking as a parent, and we've got a blended family with five children, seven children, and we've now added into that five grandchildren as well. I don't think as a parent you ever stop or start worrying. I think you're always concerned. But I think, you know, it is probably by the time you're looking at 15 months, parents are starting to become aware with social communication if their child is perhaps not responding in the same way that other children they meet with. And that's where the real nightmare starts for the parent, because by the very nature, parents are incredibly competitive.
Yeah, of course,
love to share what
Johnny is crawling, but Alison isn't.
Absolutely,
you know,
right. So in some ways, the children can very easily become focused on TV and things like that. So they can fade into the background. But of course, they're also very much, many of the children are affected by changes in routine, and there's a whole different way of communication. They're not children who have learning difficulties necessarily.
Yeah, so they could be absolutely. Let's take a 5 or 6 year old then, for example. They could be completely an average standard then with their written work or their drawing or walking or eating or.
Well, let's mention Bill Gates.
Yeah, okay, let's mention Bill Gates.
You know, because he is somebody who talks about the fact of his autistic conditions. You go to areas where places like GCHQ are, you will find that there is a huge spike in the number of children with autistic spectrum disorder because their parents are brilliant. It's a difference in the wiring, in the way that people think and understand and perceive the world, and they just don't think so. You'll see the amazing stories of the lad who, as I think he was about a 9 or 10 year old, his parents took him to see the Houses of Parliament. He studied it for some 5 minutes. They took him home. He drew the side elevation of the Houses of Parliament in perfect perspective with exactly the right number of windows and, you know, absolutely incredible. So they have, in many cases, some phenomenal abilities as well. And yet, in a sense, they don't respond. They often don't like to be children. They're not keen on being touched. They hate routine being changed. There is, in essence, their senses are so much more developed, and so they're aware of very perceptive children.
My 17-year-old daughter doesn't say a word before 11 o'clock by stage. Is that like Larry Hagman doesn't speak on Sundays, yeah.
You're lucky, you might get a grunt.
I might get a grunt, yeah, and she's listening now. Well, possibly, might have done listen to her dad on the radio. I don't know what. Matthew, let's come back to you. It's very easy to see why you chose First Step.
Absolutely. I mean, that's perfect advertisement for why we do, so I can't say more than that.
And Mark, do you rely entirely on fundraising to...
Yeah, well, this was a subject when we met a year ago talking about back in March this year, the local authority removed all of our funding. All of it. We now are totally dependent on generating income. We cost about £400,000 a year, £350,000 to £400,000 a year to run. And that's all raised through voluntary donations, grants, and through the generosity of organisations like Grove and Dean, who partner with us to generate money for the children and the families who need it so much.
Well, I put money in your bucket at Dagenham Redbridge last Saturday.
Thank you very much.
You're always very welcome there as well. You know, it's a great thing to see, and I mean, half your day must be going out there fundraising, spreading the word, really.
Yes, it is. We think we've got a tremendous story to tell, and as a charity, we're not selling misery. We're talking about hope and the difference and the changes that we can make into families' lives. We put out a newsletter, and in each newsletter, we tend to have a story, which is largely speaking a parent telling their story of how they've come into First Step and what the experience has been and the difference it has made into people's lives. You know, when I came for interview, I'd not worked previously in the area of disability.
Yeah, that's right.
And I did wonder whether or not it was going to be a bit miserable working in a disability charity. And I was fortunate enough that my second interview, I came in at about 9:30 when the children were arriving. And it changed my presentation that I made, because I saw First Step as a place of joy, because what we do is we provide the opportunity, the supported environment where children and parents can thrive and be supported.
You always looking for volunteers?
Always. Yeah, we've got a huge bank. We've got 30 volunteers that commit a huge amount of time to the charity. And it's the way that we are, we're managing our costs and being able to do so much more through people that volunteer and come in.
Fantastic. Matthew, let's go back to the run itself again. So it's on the 13th of June, 6:30 p.m.
That's right.
That's unusual.
The run sets off at 6:30. As I say, before that, we will be doing various goes around the course, if anyone wants to come along before that. But the main run will start at 6:30. That's right. So it gives a chance for people to come away from work.
It's nearly the longest day of the year, isn't it? So you can be guaranteed.
Well, we'll need that. Some for us might
be and raining.
We'll need all the daylight they can get.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's just re-establish then. 6:30, Wednesday, 13th of June, Rayfield Park. It's a flat 5K course.
It is indeed.
Open to everybody, but you're looking for some elite joggers as well. And if you want to turn up dressed as Darth Vader, you're very welcome.
Absolutely.
As well.
We would absolutely welcome Darth Vader or any members.
Right. Is there a website? How do we register?
The easiest way to do it is to look at romford5k.co.uk. That's romford5k.co.uk. Or you can go to grove-dean.co.uk and follow the links to the run. So that's grove-dean.co.uk.
I've written it down, and all this will go up on our website, etc. And you can see it from there from tomorrow. And Mark, what's the next step? What field are you looking for to get some funds in next, really? Or are you just, it's just a case of every day is the same? You're fighting the fight for funds.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's it. Every day, that's where our focus is. And we're very fortunate because First Step has been operating for 30 years. And it's actually 30 years in October. And so it's our Pearl anniversary year. And so we've got some real special events coming up. We've got a murder mystery evening that's coming up in May. We have obviously in June. We've got the 5K run, which is brilliant.
You doing, Mark?
Sorry?
You're doing it?
I'm there and I provide emotional...
He's not, is he? He's not doing
it. I think we should do it together.
Neither of us are doing it. We're both over 60.
I don't think my knees would stand a chance of it.
That's my excuse, is my knees. It's my knee.
We've got our golf day coming up in September.
I'll be on that.
And our 30th anniversary ball in October. So a real range of activities which are going on. And, you know, so many people are out there and they're doing their own fundraising events for us. We have with the marathon... we've got runners that are there for us, and we're never cease to be amazed by the things that people do to actually raise money for First Step.
I'm sure. I wish you luck. You have you got a website that we can read more about you?
Sure. Yeah, we're on www.firststep.org.uk.
And you're based in Hornchurch, aren't you?
We are. We're in Tangmere Crescent, which is next to the R.J. Mitchell School. And you can. And give me a call. My name is Mark Halls, Chief Exec. Call in at any time to see us or phone in on 01708 556 355.
Say that again slowly.
01708 556 355. If you go to our website and on the left hand side there's a blue button that says stay in touch and just fill your details in onto there, we will keep you up to date with information on what's happening in the charity. We don't bombard you, and let me promise you, we never sell, share or give your information to anybody else.
Okay.
And we're delighted, you know, we're a local charity, and so people have the opportunity to come down and see us and see the value that the work of the money they've given us is doing to enable us to work with families and children.
Fantastic.
You're all welcome, but please not all on the same day.
Okay, and you're very welcome to come back in here, both of
love
you.
Love to.
It's always good to talk to you, and I think it's a fantastic subject, and it's fantastic work you're doing. Matthew, you wanted to say something?
I was just in terms of the run, last year I think it was about 120 people came.
Yep.
We really want to break 200 this
yep.
time.
Okay.
And as I say, if you're a runner, or if you can walk it, or yep. even walk it with your dog, please come along, please take part. Visit the website. It's a great local charity, and it will be a great evening as well. There'll be entertainment afterwards. It's not just a run. It's also a social occasion.
And can I say that last year, actually, we had one of our children who was with us from 18 years ago that was there, and her mum works for the charity, and she wasn't able to walk the journey, but she was in a wheelchair, and so there is room. There were, as you mentioned, dog walkers there. There's plenty of opportunities, and even if you'd just like to come along and support it, and I'll be delighted to see you there. Please, if you do come, introduce yourself to me.
Fantastic. It's the Step to It Hayring 5K run. It's on 13th of June. It's a Wednesday evening at 6:30 p.m. It's a flat 5K course. Occasional joggers, walkers, experts, whatever, Darth Vader or a chicken, whatever you like. It's all about raising money for First Step. Romford 5, the number 5.co.uk, or grove-dean.co.uk if you'd like to enter. Or you can get in touch with First Step. I'm sure there'll be links on that website as well. Mm-hmm. 01708 55 6355. Gentlemen, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.